Introduction. The Importance of Recovering Vocation. Robert Bella's landmark book, Habits of the Heart, helped many people name the thing that was, and still is, eating away at the cohesiveness of our culture. Expressive individualism. Elsewhere, Bella argued that Americans had created a culture that elevated individual choice and expression to such a level that there was no longer any shared life, no commanding truths or values that tied us together. As Bella wrote, "We are moving to an ever greater validation of the sacredness of the individual person, but our capacity to imagine a social fabric that would hold individuals together is vanishing. The sacredness of the individual is not balanced by any sense of the whole or concern for the common good." But near the end of Habits, the author proposes one measure that would go a long way toward reweaving the unraveling culture. To make a real difference, there would have to be a reappropriation of the idea of vocation or calling, a return in a new way to the idea of work as a contribution to the good of all, and not merely as a means to one's own advancement. That is a remarkable statement. If Bella is right, one of the hopes for our unraveling society is the recovery of the idea that all human work is not merely a job, but a calling. The Latin word vocare, to call, is at the root of our common word vocation. Today the word often means simply a job, but that was not the original sense. A job is a vocation only if someone else calls you to do it, and you do it for them rather than for yourself. And so our work can be a calling only if it is reimagined as a mission of service to something beyond merely our own interests. As we shall see, thinking of work mainly as a means of self-fulfillment and self-realization slowly crushes a person and, as Bella and many others have pointed out, undermines society itself. But if we are to reappropriate an older idea, we must look at that idea's origin. In this case, the source of the idea of work as vocation is the Christian scriptures. And so, taking our cue from Bella's challenge, in this book we will do what we can to help illuminate the transformative and revolutionary connection between Christian faith and the workplace. We'll be referring to this connection, and all the ideas and practices surrounding it, as the integration of faith and work. The many streams of faith and work. We are not alone in this attempt. Perhaps not since the Protestant Reformation has there been so much attention paid to the relationship of Christian faith to work as there is today. The number of books, scholarly projects, academic programs, and online discussions on this subject has grown exponentially in the past 2 decades. Nevertheless, Christians who are seeking practical guidance for their work are often poorly served by this growing movement. Some, like Catherine Alsdorf, see the foreword, have been frustrated by the shallowness of the advice and examples. Others are bewildered by the diversity, some would say cacophony, of voices giving counsel on how to be a Christian at work. We can think of the current faith and work movement as a river being fed by a number of streams from very different headwaters. Perhaps most of the energy and most of the groups seeking to help people integrate faith and work are those with an evangelical understanding of the Bible and the Christian faith. But there have been very significant contributions from other traditions and wings of the faith. The ecumenical movement has contributed an emphasis on Christians using their work to further social justice in the world. That helped us understand that faithful work demands the application of distinctly Christian ethics. The small group movement of the 20th century emphasized the need for believers to give one another nurture and support for the struggles and hardships of work. This showed us that faithful work requires inner spiritual renewal and heart transformation. The revivalist impulse within evangelicalism has seen the workplace especially as a place to be a witness for Jesus Christ. Faithful work indeed means some kind of public identification with Jesus, in such a way that a